And welcome back on to KJFF. Matt Greenwood in the KJF studio. It is 4:23 and it's 80 degrees outside, and the rain that was moving through the Festus area looks like it has cleared out now and it's heading northeast away from us. However, there is another cell behind us that is moving at a slow pace that could be here in the next 30 minutes or so, but it could also just miss to the left of Festus and wind up heading towards the Hillsborough-DeSoto region. So we'll keep an eye on that. But first, we'll keep our attention on Dan Fox. He's the new Crystal City football head coach, taking the position, I guess, a few months ago, coach. And here we are. This is football is just about a month and a half away. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind for you. But let's kind of talk about Dan Fox. Who is Dan Fox and stuff like that? Let's talk about you, coach.
Not sure exactly what to say. I've been coaching football for about 13 years now, and originally from the Kansas City, Missouri area, moved across the state east, ended up in Hillsborough about 12 years ago, and I've been an assistant coach, junior high coach, JV coach, assistant varsity coach, moved up through the ranks of that program, and decided it was time for me to take on another challenge and accepted the job at Crystal City.
Let's talk about your coaching background. You and I were talking off air before we started this program. Very first coaching job was at Salem, the Tigers, and then you made your way over to Hillsborough, and now here you are at Crystal City. When you started out on the coaching thing, did you ever give yourself like a 5 to 10 year plan? You know, sort of what was your plan going into coaching? Was it, I'm just going to be here, do it for a few years, or did you want to like make that a career for you?
No, when I decided to get an education in coaching, it was a career move. But I'm a patient person, so I didn't put a timeline on when, if ever, I was going to be able to become a head coach. I know some other coaches out there say, you know, by the age of 30, 35, they want to be a head coach. I was wanting to wait for the time where I felt comfortable enough to do that. And, for a place that I felt that was a good fit for me in my style of coaching. And that's what I feel like Crystal City's offered for me.
Without being too forward, how old are you?
I'm 39. I'll be turning 40 in January. So,
okay.
Yeah.
As a coach, you know, and when we talk to coaches, they kind of say the same thing about sort of the growth is – They all agree you don't go into coaching and know everything, and you got to be open-minded about, you know, how to best become a better coach. So when you started at Salem and then you went over to Hillsborough and were coaching there, you got a chance to work under some head coaches. Can you kind of – obviously we know Lee Freeman from Hillsborough, but sure. The Salem coach and kind of what you learned from him and so on and so forth.
Salem was an interesting perspective on coaching for me, coming from the Blue Springs – and even Columbia, Missouri. I've spent time in both parts there. Those places, you do what you're told, and if not, you're easily replaceable by other athletes. At Salem, it was just a different atmosphere. It was more laid back, more relaxed, more easygoing on the kids, more flexible with their schedules. Bill Shuchart was the coach out there. Great man. Still, he now is an assistant at St. Clair when he's off vacation in Florida. but he taught me a lot on how to coach a different style of kids that come from a difficult background. Kids that have bigger problems in their lives than I could ever imagine. Kids whose parents aren't the most supportive towards their endeavors, and kids who probably aren't necessarily meant to go off to college all the time. And those weren't the communities that I was raised in. And so it really helped me learn to coach those style of kids, understand where they're coming from and understanding that you've got to have a little bit more flexibility when you're dealing with a kid with maybe a little more troublesome background than a kid that's got all the family support in the world and doesn't have to work for a living. So I really loved the time I was there for a year. While I was there, I learned a lot about the option game. Learned a lot about being sound on defense. I learned how to be a good assistant coach, in my opinions. And then I packed up and moved over to Hillsborough back when they were 1-9 and 0-10, and learned how to rebuild a program from scratch. So,
And in regards to Hillsborough, I mean, there's a long line of head coaches now in this area that kind of started their lives, their coaching lives at Hillsborough. Alex Rugley is a name we hear often of. I think Blaine Boss might have been another coach as well. He's now the head coach at Perryville. So, I mean, Hillsborough was sort of the, if you will, the playground for new coaches, guys that wanted to get to where you are now. So what was it like to work with those coaches and then see them go off for these head coaching positions that they are in now?
Working with those coaches was amazing because we, first of all, when Brian Robbins was hired there a long time ago and we were not good, his goal as a head coach was to make his assistant coaches want to be head coaches. And he didn't just accept anybody as an assistant coach. He wanted guys that wanted to be head coaches, and he wanted guys that were young and hungry. And he assembled a pretty good group of young and hungry coaches who have all gone off to be head coaches or high-level assistant coaches. And, you know, those that you mentioned before, some of them are being head coaches in other sports as well. But we were it was a great time when we were all together at Hillsborough, and it was just feeding off one another, learning from each other, you know, coaching against one another. There was a good rivalry there. But, you know, it's what made us better. We say at Hillsborough, you know, iron sharpens iron, and that's kind of how our coaching staff was as well. We didn't take it easy on each other, and we held each other accountable, and Coach Robbins held us all accountable and really showed us how to rebuild a program from the depths of winning nothing to being a competitive district championship almost every year. We've been able to carry that through the ranks, which is, I think, why a lot of us former Hillsborough coaches have been able to move on to be head coaches, because we understand the mold that it takes to be there, because our former head coach, Brian Robbins, that's what he shaped us into.
I want to take a step back and actually talk a little bit about what your specialty was at Salem and at Hillsborough. I'm guessing having something to do with linemen.
A little bit. I'm more of a defensive-minded type of coach.
Okay.
So I dealt with the D-line and the inside interior linebackers and the offensive line and tight ends. That's primarily where I've spent a lot of my coaching career.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Well,
it sounds like it is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of coaches down in Salem, so you end up taking on a little bit more responsibility. You know, it's similar to Crystal City. We don't have a whole plethora of coaches out there, so we kind of have to expand our coaching responsibilities and be responsible for maybe one or two extra positions as best we can.
Well, and that, I mean, honestly, that gives you a different perspective on, I mean, you get to see the offensive side of things with the tight end coaching, and you get to see the defensive side of things with the D-line coaching. So when it comes to, you know, to thinking about those couple of things, being able to coach multiple positions, multiple groups of players, that has to, in your mind, give you a little bit of confidence going into being your first time as a head coach.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience coaching several different positions. You know, I've been a running backs coach for a year or two at Hillsborough. It's unique because when you're an offensive line coach and the defensive line, they work well with one another. You can tell the defensive line what to expect, and you can tell the offensive line what to expect from the defensive line.
Right.
Same with running backs and linebackers. They complement each other very well. So I feel like I've got a good general background in just about every position there is out there on the football field.
When it came to getting this job at Crystal City, if you don't mind, just kind of take us through what was it. I'm guessing it's always you have to reach out to them. Was that your situation? Did you reach out to Crystal City and say, hey, I want to be a head coach there? Or kind of what was that process like for you?
It was a little bit actually the opposite.
Okay, cool.
Through the grapevine, they reached out to me asking me if I would be interested in possibly taking the next step with their program. Not that they weren't offering the job by any means. I mean, they had to go through the interview process, but they were just trying to figure out candidates that they felt were hungry enough from what I believe the Jefferson County area that they knew about, heard about from other athletic directors, other administrators, other head coaches that were ready to take on the role of rebuilding a program. And you know, I pitched myself as somebody that, was able to witness that, be a part of that, and understand what it took to do that at Hillsboro, and felt like I had those necessary traits I could do it at Crystal City as well.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that is honestly a huge thing, because Crystal City is kind of one of those teams that it's been a struggle for the last several years, and I mean, obviously me not being invested in, you know, being a part of it, I don't know exactly the root of the struggles, but maybe it's lack of player interest, or maybe, you know, maybe just not enough, maybe there is enough interest but there's still not enough kids. But because you were a part of a rebuilding Hillsboro side, you kind of know exactly, I'm guessing you kind of know exactly what to, where to look to improve upon, you know, certain aspects of getting more kids to come out and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, to be honest, I mean, ever since Jefferson R7 built a high school, you know, Crystal City Athletics has taken a little bit of a hit, because those kids, when they graduated from R7 junior high, they would choose, you know, Herky or Crystal City or Festus, but a lot of them went to the Herky and Crystal City area. But once they built a high school, those kids are no longer helping out with those programs anymore, and they took a dip. And you know, the football program especially has not been very good lately, and some wins on the board possibly could help get some more kids out, but there's not a lot of kids in the building right now that to choose from. It's a small school. But that's part of the challenge, is to try to get those kids that maybe are just not sure about if they want to play football or not, excited to play football and to learn.
Well, and you mentioned it, you're a very patient guy. And, you know, this sort of football program is going to take patience.
Yeah, my favorite saying is Rome wasn't built in a day. And I learned that a long time ago. And that's kind of how these programs have to be treated like. And I think Crystal City Administration understands that. They seem to be patient and know that, you know, it may take a few years to get it going. I mean, we're taking the necessary steps right now with building a brand new weight room.
Cool.
So we're going to get that updated. We're going to get that going. That way our kids can compete, you know, with other teams and other programs that are lifting. And hopefully also keep us out of the injury bug process that seems to be plaguing the team the last couple years, where you start off with 25, 30 kids, you end up with 15 at the end of the season. That's not our goal, and I believe that injury prevention starts in the weight room, and that's what I'm trying to sell these kids on, and you know, it's not just football, it's all athletics there. So
all right, Coach, well, let's go ahead and take a break here, and we'll come back and sort of talk about Crystal City football heading into the 2018 season. You good with that?
I'm fine with that.
All right, Dan Fox, Crystal City football head coach, joining us here in the KJF studio for KJF Sports Talk. It is 4:36. We're back with more in a few. Matt Greenwood in the KJF studio with Dan Fox, Crystal City head coach. We're getting to know a little bit about Coach Fox, and already we've learned that he's got a lot of experience coaching, and 12 years as an assistant for the Hillsboro Hawks. First time, though, coaching, he was an assistant for the Salem Tigers. And so it's his very first head coaching job, and the Crystal City Hornets were interested in him, and he was interested back, and so here we are. And, Coach, your first game of the season will be August 24th at Chaffee. Your first home game will be against Principia on September 7th. So we'll talk about the upcoming season in just a second. But one thing I failed to do in our first segment was kind of have you introduce your coaching staff.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got I've got myself and five other coaches, one of which is a volunteer coach. But they are John Spiropoulos, Chris Grass, Jacob Massa, Steve Eisenbeis, and Logan Grove is a new hire that we had at the junior high level.
Okay, and if you can, just sort of dive into their responsibilities a little bit.
Well, Coach Spiropoulos is going to be in charge of the defensive line. He's going to be my assistant offensive line coach. He's going to kind of keep an eye on the tight ends for me as well. Coach Grass is going to keep an eye on our backfield, all of our running backs and quarterbacks. As well as help coach outside linebackers with me, and I'm responsible for the offensive line and inside linebackers. Coach Massa is going to be in charge of the wide receivers, the defensive backs, Coach Eisenbeiss is our head junior high coach. He's going to be in charge of the offensive line, defensive line, interior linebackers, and then Coach Grove is going to be in charge of the secondary and the backfield at the junior high level as well.
Okay, and will you be running the offense?
You know what? I'm actually going to give that to Coach Grass a little bit. Okay. I mean, I'll keep him at arm's length, but I'm going to be in charge of the defense. Coach Grass is going to be in charge of the offense, and we're gonna work well with one another, communicate very well, and you know, hopefully we're in a controlled offensive system together. So,
can you kind of share with us a little bit of the defense that you got used to running at Hillsborough, and maybe dive into kind of maybe a few expectations as to how you're going to approach that, the defense and offense for Crystal City?
Well, I mean, first of all, to me, it doesn't really matter what defense you put out there. You've got to have rules, you've got to have responsibilities, and you've got to be disciplined in what you do. So once our kids realize what their job is and to do their job and try to do as quick as they can, as fast as they can, and make it a matter of importance to get to the ball, you know, our defense, I think, will be very sound. We're gonna try to eliminate the big plays. We're not going to be the most flashiest of defenses out there, but we're going to be sound, and we're going to make teams, if they want to earn a yard, they're going to have to earn it. We're not just going to make it easy for them just to kind of, you know, chuck it all over the field on us and throw deep balls on us and not be competitive at trying to stop that. So we're not going to quit. We're going to fly around, and we're going to have fun doing it.
All right. Senior class. It's kind of a big class at Crystal City. I think 8 seniors. That's a healthy size for a small school football team. So introduce to us those guys and kind of what your expectations are of seniors on your football team.
Yeah, I mean, these seniors, there's eight main ones thus far. You know, a lot of them have shown up to the weight room in the off season, and we had a 1 week of camp last week. And, you know, I like these guys. I like every one of them. They bring a lot to the football program. And I've said this before, but I wish I could have these guys for another year or two and mm-hmm. really see what they're capable of. But we've got them this year, and we're going to do the best we can. Those guys are going to be Griffin Morris, Philip Harrison, Jason Lovelace, Hunter Blackwell, Dylan Beekman, Ethan Hulse, Mason Wood, and Connor Lowe is going to come out for the first time since his freshman year, I believe, and really contribute to our football program. So I'm pretty excited to see him out there.
And, you know, seniors – at every level, high school, college, coaches sort of, they don't put a, you know, all the responsibility on them, but, you know, it's, I mean, these are high school kids that you're trying to develop into better human beings and better football players. And so there's a certain expectation from seniors to, you know, be good examples of leaders on the team. So have you had those kind of discussions with these guys about that? Have you had enough time with them to have those kind of sit-down conversations?
I've had a couple conversations with them, and, you know, so far they seem like a good group of guys. I mean, they come from a lot of different backgrounds. They've got to learn to work well with one another, and I've had discussions with them about being positive leaders, not just for this season, but for the upcoming kids from the junior high level all the way up, just to make sure that they leave a legacy for who they are and that they are the ones that hopefully were the ones that really started the turnaround for the Crystal City Hornets football program.
And, you know, I don't know if I were a player and a coach said, you know, you can make your legacy however you want it to be, whether it's, you know, I don't know, win 3 games in a season, win 5 games, win 7 games, whether it's just, you know, by how you play on the field, when other students see how it's being done, you know, maybe get them out to the football field as well. So for me, that would be sort of a challenge that I think I'd be willing to accept. Have you gotten the sense that through these conversations that these guys are ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I know they're hungry for a win, and I don't blame them. And they're a well-coached group of kids. So, you know, hats off to previous coaches on the coaching staff, but you know, they want to win a game or two, and they're going to be competitive, and they're going to learn to fight and scrap, and they're going to learn to finish games, and they're going to learn to really work hard and come together as a team. And at the same time, try to become leaders to show the younger kids that, you know, hard work does pay off.
Let's talk about football now. I mean, I guess we have been talking about football, but talk about the upcoming season. As I mentioned, right as we started this segment, Your first home game will be against Principia on September 7th. Your first official game will be on the road at Chaffee on August 24th. And you said you already had one training camp. You got one more final training camp coming up the 16th through the 20th. So and that's this month, by the way. So that's, you know, kind of, I guess, 2 weeks from now. So between now and your second training camp, what's the schedule like with the players? Are you going to get any more time with them between now and the start of the next training camp?
This week is known as the dead week, so it's time for kids to go back and learn how to be kids again. be with their family, be with their friends, and just enjoy the time off. Next week we'll get back after it in the weight room, albeit it is torn down and in the process of being rebuilt. And like I've been telling people, I'm going to have to really earn my money and get creative with these kids a little bit as far as what we can do in the weight room. But, you know, I've got some ideas. And then the following week after that, during the camp week, we hope to expect to be rebuilding that weight room, putting it back together and getting it set up to where we can get things rocking and rolling for this program. And it's not just a weight room for the football players. It's for all Crystal City athletes who just want to be a better athlete.
Well, I say just get the largest backpack you can find possible, throw a bunch of textbooks in there, make it weigh about 30 pounds, and have them just, I don't know, lift them above their shoulders or maybe even bench press each other.
We might just run up and down our stadium stairs with that strapped to our back, to be honest.
There you go.
Yeah, that's one stadium I wouldn't want to mess with added weight. So.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a very steep going down and what have you.
Yeah. We've already used it a few times.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Got, and that's the other thing. It's like, I mean, it's not just about lifting weights. It's about conditioning as well. Can you share with us some of the conditioning drills that you put these guys through other than running up and down the stadium stairs?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that's what we've been doing. I mean,
yeah.
We've been training just the basics, to be honest with you, stepping with the correct foot, learning how to properly jump up off the ground, learning how to jump off one leg versus two legs. Learning how to properly run with proper technique, little things like that elude a high school athlete if they're not trained properly. So those are the basics that we teach those kids, and we teach it at the Hillsboro, over at Hillsboro. But those kids have been learning it for years now. These Crystal City kids have never been taught it before, so haven't been able to advance as much just because there's been a lot of reteaching and retooling of these kids and just breaking of some habits they might have picked up on their own or from somebody else that really just aren't tried and true when it's about being a better athlete.
And you said you already had a week with them for a training camp. What was the feeling like to get on the football field with these guys?
It was nice. It was nice. A little bit hot, but the kids battled through it. You know, we went really light with the pads and the helmets, but did a lot of installation of our offense and our defense, and you know, it was good to get out there and just kind of see a lot of the kids' hard work start to kind of show out there on the field as well. I had those kids for about 6 weeks prior to knowing how good of a football player they might be. And then we get to our first week of summer camp, and I get to see them kind of actually play the game of football. And it's rewarding to see that they put in a good off season, and it's transferring onto the football field and hopefully transferring into some wins for us.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll let you get going here. Any final thoughts as you approach training camp coming up on the 16th and you know, your first season as a head coach?
I'm just looking forward to the season. I've heard a lot about the Crystal City community. They come out and support the football games. I feel like the school board and the administration there are really trying to put things in the right direction for their athletes. And, you know, I just want to invite everyone out there that come out for that first game against Principia at home, or even travel to Chaffee if you want to, and really support your kids. They do work hard. They do deserve the support. And, you know, just be positive with them throughout this process.
Coach, excuse me, thank you for coming in today. Certainly had the pleasure of meeting you, and certainly look forward to, you know, working with you throughout the season.
I appreciate the time, and thank you very much.
That is Dan Fox, the Crystal City football head coach, joining us here in studio for KJF Sports Talk.